This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're launching into the first hour of another week of fun and excitement here, where we'll take your calls and you can talk about anything that you want to discuss. A toll-free number for you tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. Just grab the Discord app if you don't already have it over at discordapp.com. And then you can jump into those rooms whenever you connect to our server, which you can connect to at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian and Daryl, unusually. Daryl is here on a Monday, which is very rare.
Yes,
because
yes, it is.
Normally Melanie is here. She's having car trouble, so she couldn't make it in tonight. However, you're here, and we're introducing a new guest co-host this evening on our third microphone. Her name's Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
You, for listeners that have been in the chat room, on the Discord server, they already know you pretty well. You've spent a lot of time in our chat room chatting with our listeners over when you were a listener, actually. But you're a relatively new listener because you actually hate talk radio.
Yes.
So, and as I explained to her, you don't have to like talk radio to be on talk radio.
Yes.
I've listened to more talk radio since meeting Daryl a month
ago. Talk right up on that mic.
She's fine.
Sorry. I've listened to more talk radio in the last month than in the previous 20 years. So
Wow. That's
all due to Daryl.
Well, I think that, because you guys are like boyfriend, girlfriend now, which is awesome.
Yes.
I think a healthy disdain for talk radio is actually a requirement to some extent to be on this show, because Free Talk Live is... While we're formatted like a talk show, meaning we talk and we take phone calls,
yes,
we kind of break the rules of talk radio. So, like, there's certain things you're just not supposed to do, and we do those things on Free Talk Live. So one of the things that we do is we take calls from everybody. We are truly an open phone show. It's open phones all 7 nights per week here.
Open phones even to people that don't listen to the show.
Which is... probably not the best decision in the world, but that's what we do. And, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But
yes.
Either way, most of the time people are calling who are listening, so it's usually not
right.
Not a problem. There's really only one person right now that I can think of who is a regular caller who doesn't listen. But even
and that's
she,
who I'm thinking
but
of.
But even she, you're thinking of Sarah in New Mexico, even she called recently, and I don't know if you were on this night, but she called to announce that she had finally discovered us on the radio in Albuquerque where
nice.
She lives. So technically, she is a listener now, though not listening live necessarily when
nice.
She calls. And you don't have to listen live when you call the show. If you're a podcast listener, you're hearing us tomorrow or whatever, the next day, and you hear us talking about something, you're like, you want to comment? Well, just make a point of calling that night, the same night you're listening, later on, or the day that you're listening, and then
right.
just talk about the thing you wanted to talk about. It's okay to go off topic. We come to the table, obviously, with things that we think are interesting, things that we want to talk about, but you get to bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, and that's one of the things that makes us special. Plus, we're actually libertarians on the radio, which is almost impossible to find. It's truly impossible to find if you just look at syndicated programs for the most part.
Right.
There may be some local guys out there hosting like a morning show or an afternoon drive show in some local markets who are fairly libertarian. But we're the only ones that are on over 100 radio stations. And so, anyway, welcome to the program, Jackie. I figure we'll start out tonight with a list of 22 rules for a boyfriend. Since you guys are newly boyfriendy.
A new couple.
New couple, there you go. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, sometimes Ian and words don't really work.
According to Fox News, this was published last week. While it isn't that uncommon for couples to have unspoken rules to ensure a happy relationship, one woman has taken it to the extreme by drafting a lengthy contract detailing 22 requirements for her boyfriend to sign. Now, this actually rings a bell for people who've been paying attention to libertarian drama. I know that the show on LRN.FM prior to us, the Call to Freedom, has a segment on their show every week called Libertarian Drama of the Week. There is a, I'm not going to name names because there's no point, but there's a celebritarian, let's say,
yes,
who at one point was outed for having a relationship agreement, written contract with his girlfriend that was also similarly restrictive. So I want to make it clear, this contract, this super controlling contract you're about to hear, isn't necessarily something just a woman would do, right? Like,
right,
it could come from either side. The list was first shared on Twitter by a guy who found it in a used car he had purchased, but he then deleted it.
What kind of car?
It doesn't say here, at least, in the story. Maybe the Daily Mirror has that because they also talked about it. I'll pull that up. Anyway, he says he later deleted it because people thought it was his own girlfriend who had made it, and she was being harassed. According to the Daily Mirror, the list has since resurfaced after Bored Panda shared images of it, along with comments from horrified readers. Now, some of this will probably have to be censored a little bit here, but we're just going to go down the list and tell me if you know any people like this in a relationship, any controlling psychopaths, or maybe you think these are reasonable rules. So, I mean, feel free to weigh in here. Rule number one, again, these are the rules for the boyfriend.
All right.
So I don't think that the girlfriend is being restricted by any of these rules, at least not in the ones that I've looked at here so far. Number one, you, and again, the word not, never, ever and rarely, these words appear in all capital letters. Everything else, not, you know, is properly capitalized. You are not to have a single girl's phone number.
What about a married girl's phone number?
You know what? That's true. There's two ways you can interpret this, right? It could be you cannot have a single girl's phone number, like as in she's single, or you cannot have a single girl's phone number, meaning
right,
you cannot have a single one.
You cannot have the phone number of any female, including your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, your coworker that you have to talk to.
Is grandma considered a girl? I mean, girl's kind of typically like a younger kind of terminology. I mean, it just depends on how it's
there are people
utilized
that use the term girl to describe any woman.
True. You could say, hey, girls, and you could be talking about a group of older women,
right,
I suppose.
The golden girls.
Yeah, great point. So, number two, you are not to follow them, presumably the single girls or any girls, on social media, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Which means she will be auditing your social media to make sure that you're not following them. Number three, you are not to hang out with Keegan. Now, apparently that is a male's name, although I've heard Keegan as a female name.
The only Keegan that I am aware of, mm-hmm, is an actor, Keegan-Michael Key. He is one half of Key and Peele. He seems like a cool guy to hang out with.
Can't hang out with him. And it says here in parentheses, including his house or anywhere public.
Well, I don't know where he lives. Maybe we'll be in the same state at the same time. I don't know.
Now, I don't know what this one is. Number four, you are not to go to Honda without me. Now, I'm not sure if that's like a racetrack or something like that, or like, because like, why wouldn't you be able to go to the Honda dealer?
You can't go to the dealership unless I'm there with you.
Maybe there's a cute girl that works at the Honda dealership. I'm not
sure.
Could
be. Maybe it's one of those cute single girls that he was following on Twitter and Instafilter.
Number five, you are not to hang out with your friends more than two times per week.
I mean, without her or just in general?
That's a good question. She doesn't make it clear. I would imagine that if it was with her, she could waive the rule. So I'm gonna guess this has to do with without her, right? Because you know some couples, they need to have a little bit of alone time. They need to have their friend time or whatever. So she's saying no more than twice a week. Number six, you are not to look at a single girl. To look at a single girl.
Right. So. And I've had this discussion with other people about some of these, you know, really restrictive of don't look at women, blah, blah, blah. Well, what if I'm at a restaurant and she's asking to take my order? Do I just, like, hide my face in the menu the whole time?
The toll-free number here tonight. If you've been in a relationship like this and you want to comment on what it was like, the toll-free number here is for you. You can also bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org. The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2-0 tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. More of the 22 rules to be in a relationship with some girl we don't know. But the rules were allegedly found in a car after some dude bought it at a dealership.
Right, and I'm curious what kind of car, because you know, they always say that, you know, like you can tell a lot about a person by the kind of car they drive or the type of shoes they wear.
Yeah, I'm going to try and see if I can figure that out for you here. But now it just says here some guy traded in his car and had his contract from his girlfriend in it. Parts of the list were annotated with different colored pens. And let's see, some of the knots were underlined. Okay, so they actually do show the original here. So, yeah, apparently all caps wasn't enough for the knot. She also underlined it with a pink pen. He originally posted,
underlined like three times because just then once. You know she's serious.
Just once. The message was, yeah, it doesn't say anything here about what okay. Car it was. So we can get back into that list. We just kind of got through the first maybe third of it. We'll continue. We'll also take your calls and thoughts. And I want to let you know how to win some Zen. We've been giving away Zen over the last couple months here on Free Talk Live. One giveaway per week is the way yes. It's been going. And first we started with exclusive giveaways. Initially it was for the Free Talk Live amplifiers.
Yes.
Then after that I think it was radio listeners or podcast listeners, one or the other, and then eventually both.
Podcasts, then people that were listening to one of the live streams that would have heard the ads broadcast on the radio.
Right. So then now everybody is available or qualifies to enter this giveaway unless they've already won.
Correct.
Once so far in the last 9 weeks, basically. Right?
Yes. If you've already won some Zen, then you can't win more Zen during this round of giveaways.
More people to win than, you know, just one person. So,
yes.
So here's how you win 1.75 Zen. And right now Zen is, what about, 15?
It was 14 this morning.
So more than 20, you know, 20, 25 bucks, maybe around that, somewhere around that range worth of Zen. You can get that by emailing Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, at freetalklive.com. In the subject line, you got to pick a number between 1 and 999. You put that in the subject line, and then in the email, you put your transparent Zen address. That's just your public Zen address.
Yes.
That you get once you install your Zen wallet. If you have not yet done that, you need to do that first before you send Daryl the email. And then on Wednesday, so in 2 days, probably around noontime Eastern,
yep.
You're going to be choosing the winner, whichever one is closest to the number that was already randomly chosen.
Right, and I am putting all of the things into a spreadsheet, so it already tells me who the closest person is right now. And I will say somebody right now is within four.
Oof, all right. Horizon.global. Don't let that scare you away from entering, though, because you could still get it if you enter now.
Right,
right.
Because you don't know what number correct. It is. You might get it right on the nose.
Learn more about Zen, which is part of a larger privacy platform that's being developed called Horizon. Horizon.global. Horizen.global. So we're going to your phone calls, then back to the list of the 22 rules for a relationship. And you tell us if you would put up with this stuff, or if you had to put up with something like this in a relationship in your past. But first, he's Free Market Penguin on the line in Virginia. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, I do want to say Horizon is great, and I think it has a great future if you research that. Definitely enter the contest, and I want to thank you. Daryl, I won. And
oh, hey, congrats. So excellent. What did you win?
A bunch more Zen. I think it was either 1.5 or 1.75 Zen,
nice.
And a good percentage increase in the amount of Zen. So you have a definitely good chance of winning if you enter this contest.
So free money. I mean, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right?
I like money.
Yeah. You like
it's
money?
One of my favorite cryptos.
Okay, so what else?
I called about. Oh, and hey, Jackie, congratulations on getting in the hot seat tonight.
Hi.
So, hi. I wanted to call and talk about kind of what a meme that I've seen. I'm speaking in generalities here, and not necessarily specific groups of people, but. First, I've seen it on one end where I've seen a meme like among right and far right libertarians, like say in the Discord, about you know there's left wing authoritarians, left right wing authoritarians, you know, libertarians on the kind of right end of the political spectrum, but due to the fact that true liberty can't exist without property or property rights, that left libertarians simply do not exist. They actually believe in force and they actually believe. They require the state to...
Jackie, don't you describe yourself as a left libertarian?
Yes, I see somebody's trying to bait me.
Wait, so you just said they don't exist, but I'm looking at one right here in the studio. So what do you mean by they don't exist?
I don't actually hold that that's true.
Oh.
And on the same end of it,
you're saying the meme suggests they don't exist?
a lot of people suggest that doesn't make you cannot be for liberty if you don't believe in certain normative things that kind of so-called right libertarians believe. And I've seen it in the other direction too. Same thing with people kind of left-leaning libertarians or left anarchists kind of believing that that it's kind of the same thing in the opposite direction, and in saying that people don't really believe in non-aggression and not coercion based on their beliefs, that really a lot of these certain beliefs are coercion or are forms of aggression. They're really fascist. You're not really an anarchist. You're a fascist, blah, blah, blah. So I've seen it in both directions. And I just want to know what you think about kind of, the idea that if somebody says that their beliefs are based around the, not using the initiation of force and not using coercion and the threat of force, against, other peaceful people, that shouldn't you take them for their word and then just kind of scrutinize their actions and hold them to that? Or do you want to just dismiss them and say, oh no, your ideas require the use of force because, and it's usually because I say so. It's not usually a.
Was there a question in there somewhere or a point? Because it seems like I'm a little lost. Jackie, I know you had your
hand up. Definitely. So the problem with right libertarians is they assume that their concept of property rights is some sort of natural law that has existed for all of time and will exist for all of time, like a law, like the laws of physics. And it's not. It's a institution, a human created institution that's been developed over centuries.
Right.
And it's like fish that can't see the water they're swimming in. They're like, oh, well, this is just the way it is. And
rights
in
are
reality,
agreement.
Yeah,
they're
in reality, it's enforced by the state. And so left libertarians take a different view on property rights. We acknowledge the fact that, owning land and whatnot is something that's inherently requires a government. And
Hold on. I'm going to challenge you on that one.
Okay.
When you say it inherently requires a government to be able to own land, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm talking about the difference between property and possession. So, yeah, you can sit on land with a bunch of guns, and if somebody with more guns comes along and shoves you off and there's no government, who do you appeal to? So if you actually want to have
you would need to have somebody who could protect. Right.
Yeah.
Having ownership means being able to protect the thing that you own. So, yeah, if you don't have enough guns, then you can't defend it. Ultimately, right now, the government threatens people's property by threatening them with guns. So, you can't really count on them for anything at all. I mean, the reason why property works is because it's an agreement, right? Because people believe in the idea of property. At least enough people believe in the idea of property. And in the absence of the government, we could still have a title system. You could still have, you could still have protection services. So do we need to have a monopoly on protection services in order to protect property, I guess? We can continue with the discussion here. Moments. If you want to stick on for it, Penguin, you can. Moments here,
absolutely.
You can join us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't consider myself a right or a left libertarian. I just consider myself a voluntarist, a libertarian who believes that humans shouldn't be using force, aggressive force against each other. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon. but his was a flat denial.
On Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump toured parts of Florida and Georgia to get a look at the damage sustained from Hurricane Michael firsthand. And finally, Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died Monday from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, his family said in a statement. He was 65 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here on the radio waves. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, but you can take control of those airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which is where our current caller is, Free Market Penguin. Sounding great, almost like he's sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
And you can, of course, bring up anything you want. Also, we're going to share a little bit about our AMP program with you. And I want to thank Jay Lawrence, who is a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier at the silver level, which is the standard amplifier level, $5 a month. He's contributing to the show. And that gives him some perquisites, some benefits that are nice that, you know, the average listeners don't receive, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, as long as Facebook doesn't take it down, and also other things like the contributors, chat rooms on our Discord server. You get a special Free Talk Live badge if you're on our forum. There's the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our normal podcast does, and there's some other perks as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with credit card. You can use PayPal, and you can also use BTC, Bitcoin. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and help us amp the show to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We got Free Market Penguin here. He brought up some kind of meme, which I haven't seen, and I don't know what it was, but it led us to discuss the issue of left versus right libertarianism. And honestly, this isn't something that comes up too often here on Free Talk Live, because I don't know that we have many, if any, hosts until now with Jackie here who have described themselves as either right or left libertarian. And during the break, we were kind of – I asked the question, what are the other issues? Because we're talking about property rights right now and how there's a difference between the purported left and right libertarians on how they view property rights. But I was wondering, are there any other issues on which left libertarians and so-called right libertarians differ from normal libertarians or whatever?
And
Since you identify, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't identify as a right libertarian or left libertarian.
I'm just a voluntarist.
I do associate with a good many people that describe themselves as left libertarian, mm-hmm. and it seems to me that the only difference is a different view about property. And
when you say property, do you mean, and this may be a question for you, Jackie, do you mean land? Or do you mean
basically
like the car?
Real estate.
Okay, so not like the car that you drive or the toothbrush
right.
that you
this
use.
Is one of the questions that I've had of, all right, so if we abolish property, do I keep my own underpants?
Mm-hmm.
And do I have my own bed? Or do I just, you know, one day come home and somebody has my underpants and is laying in my bed and I don't want them there?
So that brings up a good question about what can be property. What can you own? Who can own it? What rights do property rights convey? So there's personal property like your toothbrush and your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
There's land, natural resources, etc. And even with land, there's questions of like, you know, how high up, how far down? Does it include
sure.
the water? Does it include the wildlife?
These are things people have been arguing about for a long time.
Yes, and then there's also, you know, can you own people? Okay, can you own your children? Can you own an idea? And when talking about who can own what, there
is that a difference between, sorry to interrupt, yeah. but you mentioned children, and there's definitely a schism within the, let's say, the liberty movement here in New Hampshire between the people who believe they own their children and the people who believe their children are independent individuals who can make choices on their own. Is that a left-right difference?
I haven't seen that discussed. The primary time ways I've seen left libertarianism used to distinguish from other forms of libertarianism is property,
okay.
property issues, and then specifically the land. And then also sometimes people use it to mean that they prioritize social issues, the social issue mm-hmm. aspect of libertarianism. So they're more into what would be...
you own your own body.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay. and some people use it to mean that that's what they prioritize. But the big fundamental philosophical difference is about the right to own land.
Okay.
Do we all morally own the earth in common, or can people, you know, legitimately own land privately and just have private profit from it and not owe the rest of society anything for that? And so some take it. Oh.
Go ahead, Penguin.
Oh, I was gonna say, if I can butt in, yeah. So relatively recently, I've been kind of, I would say, almost. I hate to use this overused term, red-pilled on the idea of property being kind of a construct of the state, kind of a human construct that does not inherent. I think it can exist morally. I mean, yeah, if you pay for something and you have a receipt, yeah, nobody should take it from you. But beyond that, it's a kind of an agreement that's enforced by the state monopoly on force, the so-called monopoly on force, and it's a little bit of a disagreement in the Discord whether that's appropriate. But, you know, the so-called, the claim monopoly on force. And then without that, the idea that you have an inherent right over a property or, a large, you know, thing like, say, a car, truck, or capital, what you would call it, capital goods, but mainly land, without your presence and use of that land, that you just have some kind of inherent right because of your name on a piece of paper, I mean, that's always been a construct enforced by the state. So in a stateless, market-based society, it's not that... It sounds radical and socialist to so many people, which is why so many people, libertarians and even anarchists, react so negatively to this idea, but I mean...
To the idea of that you have to actually do something with property in order to have a valid claim over it? Is that what the idea is you're talking about?
Yeah, well, there are normative property rights that we have in our current society really don't apply to a market-based stateless society, you know, and I don't think they do.
One reason that I'm a minarchist and not an anarchist is I do believe the anarcho-communists have a much more realistic vision of what would happen to property rights without a state. If you're a landlord and you own five different houses in, you know, five different places around the country, and tomorrow morning we wake up and there's no government, you're at best collecting rent on one of those. And everybody else yes. is just going to be like, I occupy this house. I'm not paying rent anymore. You may want to hire a private enforcer to go collect rent for you, but it's worth more to the people living in that house to pay them off than it's going to be worth it for you to pay them to try and
so
run these people
out. So you're saying you believe
out.
That property rights are so disdained that people will just stop paying rent if there's no monopoly on violence around?
I don't think it would be 100%, but I do think that you have to have.
You said it was 4 out of 5.
No, I'm saying good luck collecting rent on 4 out of 5. You may do it.
So,
but some
saying,
people
hold on,
won't.
What you're saying is that if the government, the monopoly on force, were to go away tomorrow and you had 5 houses, that you believe that 80% of those houses would stop
she
paying
said
rent?
5 houses spread out across the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
exactly, yeah.
Let's say that you've got a house in California.
Yeah.
And you almost never go out to California. The tenant that's living in California probably isn't going to just send you a check.
But they have been the whole time. You're saying they would stop doing that? You're saying people who were rent-paying tenants would all of a sudden just stop?
Some will and some won't, but they're doing it out of the goodness of their own heart, not because they have to.
Well,
and
that's what we do. We humans come to agreements, right? So we have the right to contract. It's kind of an inherent thing that we've come to an agreement on. Again, rights are just an agreement, right? So if people don't believe in the right, if people don't follow their belief in that right, then it doesn't exist. If enough people don't believe in it, it doesn't exist. So while I might believe that someone in California is more likely to behave in the way that you're talking about, the evidence is that that person had been honoring their agreement. And the reason presumably why people honor their agreements is because it benefits us, not because there's a police force out there that might do something if you go and file the right paperwork in the right order with the right fees. The reason why people do the right thing, which is to say honor their agreements, is because it benefits them. They don't want to have a bad reputation by dishonoring their agreements. So I hope you're wrong with your assessment that 80% of renters would all of a sudden just decide, you know what, screw the agreement that I signed, screw all the good payments that I made towards this landlord who's been taking care of this property, you know, and this was responsible for its upkeep and all that. I'm just going to stop paying for it and take a free house. Really? You think people are that dishonest?
I hope I'm wrong too, but oh.
Thank you, Penguin, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I believe in people, and I think that for the most part, people are good, and they will do the things that they say they're going to do. The evidence for it is all around us every single day. People don't behave well simply because there's a man with a gun out there somewhere. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free right here. The number's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about property rights and human behavior and, you know, why people behave the way they do in certain circumstances. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. We can get back to human relationships with the super controlling relationship contract with 22 points that we will continue with here when we get a chance. Also want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians learned about Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, since September of 2013. He's been putting out the Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, let's talk to Straight Razor. He's on the line in Texas. Straight Razor, you're on with Ian, Jackie, and Daryl.
Good evening. So, hey. The reason I was calling in was because I find it hard to believe that under the current environment, it would be hard for a left or right-leaning libertarian to achieve what they're trying to do, whether it be left or right. So if the government were to go away, then I think it would be possible because you could choose, you could opt out of whatever beliefs were in your community. So you could move, or you could, in effect, escape those ideas that you didn't like or appreciate. Currently, that is not possible. So you elect someone who is left-leaning and they enact a bunch of laws. I can't just say, hey, I don't
know. No, thanks. Yeah.
Because then the government will come and enforce said laws.
Right. So, and I think that what you're talking about is what we need to have happen. We need to have, you know, the federal government needs to go away. And then, you know, I'd like to see state governments go away. But if we're going to have governments, then it'd be better to have 50 competing state governments and then have places where people who have similar beliefs about property can go to be around other people who have those beliefs. Because there's no point in, you know, fundamentally arguing over the basics of what people believe on property. You're not going to change everybody's mind. You know, you're never going to change everybody's mind. So it makes the most sense to make a deliberate movement towards a group of people that are already on board with you. That way you can have the kind of society that you want to have. But you're right, we're not there yet.
And that's why, yeah, you can be libertarian, you can believe whatever other facets of the world you would like to believe, but if you were to actually act on those in the current situation, you would be, you know, imposing those beliefs on all of the other individuals who may not believe it. So in effect, you would be going against libertarianism.
Well, I mean, if I just simply act on my beliefs, I'm not imposing them on anybody. But if you are taking over the government, then you are imposing the government leaving people alone. I mean, ideally, if libertarians get their way, right, they want to have the government leave people alone. But yes, you would impose the government leaving people alone on people if you can say that. But I guess
no,
you can, depending on how you look at it.
What I was saying is so in the current situation where you have a federal government, if you impose a law, say you're left or right, if you impose a left-leaning law in the current situation, then you are imposing that on everybody, not just mm-hmm. yourself and your community. So
right.
The way things currently are, if you go either way and impose a law, then you're kind of going against your libertarian belief because...
Well, yeah, I mean, if the law is designed to control others, then you're definitely imposing upon the rights of others. But if the law is to, say, strike a bunch of laws off the books, like if
and there are people that misunderstand libertarianism that would say, you're then imposing your views on other people.
Right. Technically, you are. You're imposing your view that people should be left alone by this concept known as the state.
Exactly.
But it's not the same thing as imposing your view with violence
right.
on
not
those people.
Right. Not incarcerating people for possessing a plant is right. not imposing anything on anyone.
Yeah. If let's say, you know, you're not probably not going to get elected this time around, Daryl, but if you were to get elected as a state rep here this November and put in a bill to just strike prohibitions out of the criminal statutes here in New Hampshire, just strike
right.
them wholesale out of there, with no regulation, with no, taxation. Or,
right, so just strike a bunch of stuff yeah. and then add the sentence because, unfortunately, we would need to add a sentence to say that in accordance with the Controlled Substances Act, fill in the blank is not one.
Yeah, so if you were to strike exactly. a bunch of stuff out, yeah, that's not really the same thing as imposing something on someone by force, right? In this point, if you still are a drug prohibitionist, you can still choose not to do drugs, and you can still tell people to not do drugs or whatever.
Right.
You just can't use the guns of the government to force people to do that. So, I mean, it's a strange way to say that that's imposing on somebody, but I guess you could
right,
still make
but
that
it's
argument.
The same way that, you know, if I'm on a diet and someone's eating a brownie, they're violating my diet that they're not following. Like, conservatives do this all the time, of your marriage violates my religion.
Okay. Well, I'm not in your religion.
Right, but it's the same thing about, you know, you ate a brownie that I can't eat because of my diet.
Straight Razor, other comments? Go ahead.
No, sir, that was pretty much it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Let's talk to Ben. He's in Texas. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is Ben Lutter, libertarian candidate for president. This question is for Jackie Mason and Derek Perry, two of my favorite libertarians. So let's talk about property rights of a different kind. Lately, there's been a lot of discussion about the Facebook purge, and there's been discussion for a private company. Well, I'm curious, and something I've been pushing for is using activist investor techniques, because when we own shares of said private company, we now are owners, co-owners in private company, in said private company. And we can show up to their annual share meeting. And I know for 100% fact that Daryl Perry is a beast on the floor at convention. And I would love to see Daryl Perry and several other libertarians on the floor at these annual shareholder meetings of Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. What do you guys think?
Why would I want to go to a Facebook or Twitter shareholders meeting?
To stand up for the principles that you believe in.
I've definitely heard of people doing this form of activism before where they buy like a minimal number of shares in a company so that they have a right to enter the meetings and speak. I don't know a lot about the history or success rate of it, and I'm thinking if people got very far with it, they would probably come up with some meeting rules to lock it down. But it sounds like you're more of an expert on it. Do you know more about how successful it's been in past instances with companies?
Have you done this?
I have not done it, but as an investor,
how can you advocate what other people do if you yourself have never been willing to do it?
I just found out about it recently, and I'll give you the example. The anti-gun lobby has been doing this with companies like Storm Ruger, and they'll buy a minimal number of shares, like Jackie said, and they will show up, and they will advocate that the board adopt policies that are actually not in favor of the company's interests, but are in favor of the gun lobby. So if the enemies of freedom can employ these tactics, why can't we employ these tactics?
Well, the enemies of freedom also wind up throwing, like manhole covers through storefront windows.
I'm sorry, but this to me just seems like such a pointless task and so counter.
Hold on. So, Ian, we've attempted to do something similar to this. Not with Twitter, not with Facebook.
I know what you're talking about. The thing we can't talk about?
The thing that we can't talk about, but there's a small business here that has something kind of like shareholder meetings.
Yeah.
And we show up and just get outvoted.
Yeah, okay. I understand that.
So if there's only one person instead of a concentrated effort of a dozen people.
Sure, but what you're talking about here is different, okay, Daryl? The thing you're talking about, and again, I don't want to get into details on this because we're not supposed to talk about it, and I wish we wouldn't even have gone this far, but regardless, you're talking about a organization that is fully owned by the people who are a member-owned entity. That's completely different than what the caller here, Ben, is talking about, which is to say you're then buying shares in a corporation. Most of these corporations are set up to where somebody's got control of 51% of them. So therefore, generally the CEO. Right. So therefore, your votes are ultimately a completely futile waste of time if you were to actually go to one of these meetings or whatever. If they even have a physical meeting that you can go to instead of just, you can vote on who our board members are online or in some other process. But stand by, Ben, if you want to continue the discussion here, you can. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.